Hello and welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. I am Anna Harding.
I'm Ali Bailey and you're listening to episode 44. Welcome. Come
welcome.
On in.
Apologies if the sound sounds a bit different today. I'm in a different room.
Are you? Oh, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look at that. She's in the spare room, everyone.
You've stayed here, haven't you, Ali?
I've stayed there. Interesting fact, everybody, for you, because you'll find interesting. The colour of the wall in Anna's spare room is the same as the colour of the wall in my bedroom.
Weird. It was like you were a home from home. I painted it especially when you came to stay so that you wouldn't be discombobulated when you woke up and you'd be like, oh, I'm just at home.
I know. I went downstairs naked and there was Neil crying. lovely. So is it full speed ahead now then? You're full speed ahead on your organisationals?
Full speed ahead on the organisationals. I did have a very worried message from a listener. I won't name him because he doesn't need to be named in this. But he was concerned that I was perhaps trying to do too much too soon. And he was like messaging me just to say, look, you know, you've got plenty of time. You don't have to do these things. You get to do these things. Reframe it.
Who is this person?
It's a lovely listener who is concerned about my well-being. So I thank you for that. I have reframed, but we are still full steam ahead and everything's going to be done by the weekend.
Of course it is.
Because that's how I rock and roll. Mm-hmm. How's everything with you?
Good.
Good fair to middling. Had any wins this week?
Yes. My win is dedicated to the greatest dog in the world.
Showman. Oh. Sorry.
She goes by many names. Listeners might know as Pickle, Queen Pea, Baby Pea, DJ Pie Dog, those sort of things. Now, in the last 2 weeks, I have done two workshops. My own workshop in Devon and a guest workshop in Brecon. I thought that I had dog care, didn't. So I had to take the dog with me. And she has behaved so beautifully. I'm so proud of her. And so now Pickle is part of the workshops.
Hey!
I know.
I think you're going to get people signing up left, right and centre now. I'd sign up just to spend some time with Pickle.
My favourite quote, because I obviously asked for feedback, was from one of the attendees of the Devon workshop who said, they say never meet your heroes, but Pickle didn't disappoint.
I love it.
And she is just, I'm so proud of her. And she's coming out on the runs and she's like just milling about, being a good girl and letting people stroke her and talking to people and just getting in bed with people, like crawling into their bunks at night. And they're like, oh, I've got Pickle in bed. I haven't yet had someone come to a workshop and be like, I don't like dogs. But you know when you're just so proud? I guess it's like having a child, like when the child can actually start to behave itself. And you're like, oh, and people say to you, do you know what? That child is a credit to you. I'm like, that dog is a credit to you. I'm like,
good girl,
Pickle. So we're very proud of Pickle. Pickle is my win.
I love it. That's really cute. And my win is not, doesn't belong to me this week. It belongs to the sheep.
Ooh. Elaborate.
Specifically, the sheep at the Welcome Way Punk Panther event at the weekend.
Oh.
The Welcome Way is a 36-mile or 58-kilometre walking route in West Yorkshire connecting Otley, Baildon, Burley and Bingley. I'm really annoyed because I used to live near that and I didn't know that that way existed.
It's anyway. It's down the road for me. I think it's actually quite a new way. I think it's a joined together job.
Whoa. It was launched in 2015, in fact.
Oh, that's not that new.
It's not. That's quite old now. So it was the Punk Panther event at the weekend. And there is an excellent video on Instagram of the guy who won, Kirk. Well done, mm-hmm. Kirk. I say the guy who won. He actually had a bit of stiff competition with the sheep.
Did he have a sheepy
video.
Commumbrance?
Yeah. It's this amazing video of just like, fuckloads of sheep just absolutely like racing him for the win, which I just love. It's so funny. So if you go onto Instagram, have a look for Kirk underscore hard work. We should share it. We'll share it on the Ultrasound System Pod Instagram. This video is just, it's incredible. With about 4 miles to go to the finish of the Welcome Way Ultra 50, these sheep are just getting involved and they're like, nah, I'm going to win.
Nah.
Did you enjoy that?
Loved it. You've been waiting all week to do that, haven't you?
I have. I saw it. I was like, I need to get a sheep joke in there.
That's quite interesting, you know, because on the weekend we were in Brecon and we came through this field. It was full of sheep. It was a dirty, gross sheep field. It was like, you know, like really thick mud and shit. And it just stank and it was gross. And the sheep were all brown. Ugh. And baby P had already done like the 29th mile of the day across the beacon. So she was quite tired. She was like, oh, whatever, bozos. She wasn't even really into trying to herd them, but they were into trying to herd her. And they came towards us at quite speed. They were disgusting. They were like feral. She was terrified. I'm wondering, is this like...
The sheep are on the turn.
Yeah, are they on the turn?
The sheep are on the turn. I started watching a TV program a few years ago and it was about animals and they were like, it was like a drama and it was maybe set in the future, but it was about animals and how they were like on the turn and you could tell by the shape of their pupils and the ones that had like long pupils were like evil and sheep already have long pupils. Have
what
I made
about, this? What, no. I think it could be, here we go. We're going full Davinia Taylor now.
Oh,
it's the hormones in the water system. The hormones in the rivers and the sheep going to the sheep. The sheep are now crazed. The sheep are like Rudy Reese, like ripped because of all the hormones in the water.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to win roosters.
Now they're going to win the ultras. Brilliant.
The sheep's going to win the Barclay Marathon. There's a sheep in the Barclay.
Oh, it's coming.
It's not been blown yet.
It's not been blown yet.
Not been blown yet.
By the time this comes out, probably be over.
It'll probably better be because I've got a Zoom call booked with a certain not racing driver runner. So better be by the time this comes out. Yes. So that's interesting. Was he scared? Did he say he was scared? Was he afraid? Was he running with them? Was it beautiful?
Running with them. It wasn't beautiful. I would have been quite scared. But he seemed to take it all in good spirits. The caption, you can tell from the caption that it was just a bit of fun. Apparently the sheep came in a little enthusiastic, but yeah,
the sounds like he was rammed.
Oi! You didn't even realise.
I just made a joke without even realising. That's how funny. I'm naturally funny.
Oh, the humour oozes from you.
Yeah. Ooh. People tend to laugh at me, not with me.
Right, have you got a grim for this
week? I have, and it's actually quite sad and serious. I'm sorry to that tone, but I've got a friend. Her name is Alison Walker. She was on my team, my Innovate team. She is in the Algarve training and yesterday was attacked by a man on her training run.
No.
Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I sometimes think we think these things don't happen anymore. But when they happen to someone you know, it's quite horrible. It's more horrible because you get that feeling like Jesus fucking Christ, like that's actually happened to someone I know.
Yeah,
she was in the Algarve. She's in quite a popular spot for runners to train, the Honey Farm Loop. Lots of people do it.
Oh,
there was other runners on it yesterday, the day before, but not when she was running. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Someone a man attacked her. She offered her valuables. He tried to take her clothes off. He didn't want
Jesus.
He fell on the floor. Her watch went off.
Like an emergency alert.
Yeah, emergency alert. And it was loud. And he was like, what's that? And she said, that's my watch calling the police. So he ripped her watch off her arm and ran away.
Wow. I mean,
if you've ripped a garment off someone's arm and run away, and the police are being called, they're going to find you. Anywho, they haven't yet found him. She's all right. But it was so forceful. Her contact lenses fell out. Like, she's all scratched up. She's obviously really upset.
Yeah.
And the reason I just want to talk or mention this is because not to frighten people. I don't want to frighten anyone. I don't want people to be like, I'm not going to go out on my own. But I want it. I think we need to talk about this stuff so that it's out there and people know it happens because it does still happen. Yeah. And it's the reason that so many women find it so difficult to get into the sport at the level of the men, because we just don't want to go out and train by ourselves.
No.
It's horrendous.
No, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know what can be done about it. I guess it's like, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. And it's something that she's a runner, but she could have been a cyclist. She could have been like anything. But it is just grim and gross and super, super upsetting. And thank God for her Garmin alert. So if anything, maybe it's best. It's a good way of saying to people, set up your fally over bash alert, which is not what it's called. But that's what I'm calling it. So that if anything does happen, you have the ability to be able to contact someone, or at least an alarm goes off to scare people.
Yeah. It's so awful. And the thing is, like, you do hear about these things in the media as well. I think, you know, there is a lot of coverage when it comes, but it's normally when something really bloody bad has happened, i.e. they've been killed. And so these people who do this sort of thing need to be stopped before it gets to that point, clearly.
It was like, it was a very, like, he had like a tarpaulin out and stuff. It was premeditated. It wasn't just like a jumpy out the bushes type thing. So he obviously knew there were people running around there.
So awful.
And I'm not getting this off news. I'm getting this off the gram, you know?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
even like
no,
up
yeah.
there. So people don't even know it's happening.
No, I know.
So yeah, horrendous. Set up your emergency alarm on your Garmin if you've got one.
Yeah, definitely. I remember, can't remember who it was that I spoke to. I spoke to a professional female runner during lockdown about, she was sexually assaulted running along a canal. So she's like an elite woman. God, I can't remember who it was. And she was just doing her session along the canal and someone rode up by the side of her on their bike and like smacked her on the arse, basically. And you were saying about, like, you know, women can't get into the sport to the level of men because, you know, we have to deal with shit like this. And, like, you know, even really bloody good runners are getting, you know, attacked. And anyone, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a female runner, like, this shit happens. It's so... And
it's just at the back of your mind all the time, isn't it? And
yeah.
then it happens and you're like, what are you supposed to do? Put it to the back of your mind? I don't think so. The amount of time I spend trying to convince female clients, female athletes, it's okay to go out and run in the dark, and then something like this happens and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, you know. Like, all we can do is be super aware. When I did spine race, I bought a multi-tool because I had to have one. And now I've got a little zip compartment on my vest, and I keep the multi-tool in there when I'm on my own now.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to use it, but at least it's fucking there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, when I used to do the social media for the running channel, you'd post stuff about, we'd do the odd video here and there about like safety and stuff, so just tips, like when it got dark earlier, like when we went into the winter and stuff like that, we'd just have like tips and what have you about like just being safe and being seen. The comments on Facebook, where the like half of the audience were American, were just like, oh, this is the holster that I used to carry my gun. There was so much gun
Whoa.
chat on that. Yeah. So obviously, if you're listening in the UK, it doesn't apply. but next best thing, multi-tool.
But also, guns are heavy. So
yes.
They're just going to add to your mandatory kit. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, massive love to Alison.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing that men can do is show allyship. And when they are out running, just keep an eye out. Like, don't keep an eye out in a weird way of looking at women running around behind them saying you're their security guard.
Yeah.
But if someone shouts help, go and help them. That's the other thing. She ran to the road to get help and she got help. So
that's good.
Anyway, what's your grim? Please say that your grim is a little bit better than my grim.
Well, it's grim. It's not as serious, but it's again somebody else's. I'm stealing everyone's thunder this week. Grim this week. We touched upon this in the pod an episode ago or so. And that was Camille Heron's epic outing at the Lululemon Further event. All the millions of world records she broke. 13, I think it was.
Yeah, like jokes amounts.
Jokes
Too many
amounts.
For my tiny brain to cope with.
So many. So I was on the toilet at work, scrolling on my phone, and came across a little post that just started with, I don't feel well right now. And I noticed it was from Camille. And I was like, oh my God, this is grim.
I mean,
so
she's allowed to not feel very well.
She said, world records always break me in every way, right? And 6 days was an extreme overload that went beyond the typical muscle brain fatigue pain. I was losing any control I had of my organs. Organs. The medical team was doing tests and helping me keep it together. So this is the side of it. This is why I love
this on her
Camille.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Lovely.
This is why I love Camille, because it's like, yes, it's incredible. Like all of the stuff, it's like, you know, push yourself further. This is what I'm doing. She gives like such a good insight to her training stuff, but she doesn't shy away from talking about the shit that comes with it. Literally. Right.
Oh, gotcha.
The medical team was doing tests and helping her keep it together. She said, my bladder / urinary tract went first. Went. They put me on an antibiotic course of a UTI. It helped a little bit, but I had to normalize incontinence. Then my bowels lost control the last 2 days, and it felt like bumper cars inside with my bowels in spasm from the jostling of running. My lips, tongue, and mouth hurt from consuming massive quantities of food and beverages. There's things that happened out there I can't talk about. Somehow I found a way to stay positive, happy, and keep it going. It was well worth the pain and suffering.
Okay, Camille.
What?
This is a safe space for you to come on and talk
What?
about it. You can talk
Shall
about what
we?
happened out
I'd
there. Oh,
love that.
100%.
I'd love that.
Unshockable.
But
No,
yeah.
no judgment here.
No. So keeping it real, but my God, how grim. I had to normalize incontinence. That's like, that is an extreme length to go to of the body.
I don't know whether it's something that should be celebrated or something that should be like, don't do that to yourself. Because it's on the edge, isn't it? Like, at what point do you get rhabdo and die? Is my question. Like, I imagine that there was like a whole like team of like medical experts.
Oh, yeah. She said,
but
you know, the medical team were doing tests all the time on her.
yeah, well, that's
But
the
who
thing.
pulls the plug? Do the medical team pull the plug or does Camille pull the plug?
The medical team. Well, I mean, I have. Do you have a kill criteria
Oh
for
yeah.
like pain? Like, so
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
have. I have a kill criteria, and one, and on the top of that is if medical intervention. So if a medic says to me, "I don't think you should continue anymore," I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's
That's what
fine." Like,
happened. And that's what happened at the Seven Valleys when that paramedic said to me, "Do you realise you've got a chest infection that you could get pneumonia if you go back out?" I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
God, I'm so
yes.
glad I didn't go back out."
Yeah, so like if I guess that she wasn't told that, because as Lululemon wouldn't have let her carry on it, I think if a medic could have intervened like that, but the
Well,
stuff
yeah.
afterwards is just, oh, it's just fucking disgusting. And you can get stuff after that you don't really like. So the rhabdo thing, that's, I'm just
What's
making sure I get this right.
rhabdo?
Rhabdo is a really, it's not actually that common, but it is really common within endurance athletes. It's very common in American football players. It can kill you. My
Okay.
friend Reese Jenkins has had it. So Reese got it at Death Valley. It's a serious medical condition that can cause fatal, has fatal results or can cause permanent disability. And it occurs when damaged muscle tissue releases its proteins and electrolytes into the blood. And it happens
Oh.
when you're hot.
Oh my God, and then your kidneys go full shutdown.
Yeah, they damage the heart, kidneys, and cause permanent disability or even death. And it can happen
Whoa.
after. So Reese got it during Badwater, but they couldn't work out what it was. And then it after it got really bad.
Yeah.
And then American football players will just die on the pitch. It's that
Well, how,
quick.
why? Because
Because
they're
they're
so
because their
hot,
heart
they
and
have to
kidney,
wear so loads of stuff.
because they've been, because they train so hard. Damaged muscle, the damaged
Jesus.
muscle tissues in their legs, arms, bodies releases like the shit into their blood and it just stops
Yeah.
their hearts. And
Oh
that's
my
the book Do
God.
Hard Things by Steve Magnus talks about rhabdo, when it talks about toughness and resilience and how we train. And
Yeah.
rhabdo is one of the main reasons that scientists have looked at how resilience and toughness is presented within track and field, because it can, it's so toxic that people just work and
Yeah.
work and work till they literally drop dead. So you've got to be super careful,
Jesus.
man. And like knowing
Yeah.
the symptoms of rhabdo are is really, really important. So I'll quickly just
I'd
read through
never
them.
even heard of rhabdo.
Rhabdomyosis. Intense muscle aching or swelling. Now listen, everybody, we do live in the UK. So if you have a hurty, this is not an excuse machine. This is serious. Intense muscle aching or swelling, muscle weakness or stiffness, feeling generally exhausted, dark red or brown urine or no urine,
Yeah.
fever, nausea, vomiting. It is
Yeah.
the result of horrendously hard training. Super, super, super hard
Yeah.
training. Okay. So
Jesus.
very unlikely to happen, but it does happen a lot in those places where people are pushed. It happens on medical on military training in the US as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I can imagine. I
Yeah.
can imagine.
Anyway, Camille, you're a hero to us. And if you ever want to talk about what happened out there, we're here to listen, not judge, and offer a
And share.
big podcast hug.
Also, just to add, on the grimness, but also the heroics of Camille out there. She also came on her period on day two of the 6 day race. Brilliant.
Lucky old Camille.
So yeah, there you go. That's grim.
I think it's great that she's having periods, to be honest. It's
Well,
perfect.
yeah,
It's great
exactly. Yeah,
representation. Well done, everyone.
exactly.
Get the bin.
Get in the bin.
Get the bin.
What do you want to put in the bin this week?
Bog socks.
Bog
Bog
socks.
socks, sand socks. Socks, bog socks. It's that time of year, kids. You only take your sock off and you put it in the washing machine, and then all the washing comes out. You're like, oh, how lovely. And then you're hanging it up, and then you turn the sock in the right way in, and it's got bog or sand or mud. It's yeah. all in. And because you haven't opened the sock up and rinsed it before you put it in the washing machine, it's bog sock.
Yeah. And you called it clean mud.
Clean mud. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's
mud.
Been through a cycle of the wash.
Yeah.
And then once it's dry and you turn the sock back inside out,
clean mud.
It's been through the wash.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, at least the mud's clean. I'm not going to wash it again. Fuck that. And but the problem is that when the washing machine breaks and you call the washing machine man out, he's like, there is slurry at the bottom of your washing machine and dog hair. Why is that? And it's like, oh. So it's just so annoying. Bog sock and sand sock and all the other sort of socks. But it's by getting the bin, because it's happening every single time I do any washing nowadays. Even though I know it's going to happen.
But Ali, the bogs at the moment are like beyond bog.
Yeah, I know.
They're just lakes at this stage, no?
Well, not the ones in Wales, because they've got peat in them and sheep shit and cow shit and all that sort of shit. So I came back. So the thing is, I come back with my kit and I have this top tip. Whenever you go away on holiday or away running, take a dry bag with you.
So put your kit stuff in.
Yeah. So then you can just roll the top up, clip it, and you don't even have to worry till you get home. Straight in the washing machine.
Yeah,
there's that. The link from the dry bag to the washing machine is the problem, because I don't get it out. I look at it.
You just literally empty it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the sweaty Betty bra's not going in there, because I'm not going to have the good stuff go into the 40 degree crap wash. But I'm like, get it off, clean it, get it back in the drawer. Yeah. Bog sock.
Bog sock. Right. Well, I've got to get in the bin. This is something that I would quite like to put in the bin. I feel like we might have a disagreement over this one. My thing that I would like to get in the bin this week is that you can now get a Strava account for your fucking dog.
Well, I think that that's a bad thing too. I don't want to put baby pie on Strava.
Great. Good. So I saw this. I mean, I'm not going to say that I actually read the article, but I read the headline and that was enough for me to go, ugh. So Strava basically got like a partnership, I believe, with a smart dog collar brand.
Who is it? Tracks. Who the smart dog collar brand is?
Oh yeah, Through Bark.
That's what their dog stuff's called. Through Dark's dog stuff is called Through Bark. They do a dog bowl that's 70 quid.
I've got one of those.
Well, Through Bark.
No, but it's a Yeti one. Hashtag gifted. It's branded mini on it, but I didn't realise how expensive it was until we went to the Lake District and went into a very expensive outdoor shop where everything cost more than £100, apart from the dog bowls, which were 70. And I was like, oh, it's Ralph's bowl. I was like, fuck, it costs 70.
It's just a fucking bowl.
But it's Yeti, so it means that it keeps his water cool.
Oh, do me a favour. It's fucking freezing all the time anyway.
Don't get me wrong, I would not spend £70. Anyway, no, the brand is called Fi or Fi. F-I-5-5? F-I?
Dog
Fi. Maybe it's Fi, like Fido.
Smart. Dog collar. Okay,
so
cool.
It's basically like a Garmin. The collar is basically like a Garmin for your dog. And
fuck me, it's massive. Have you seen it? Have you seen the remote it comes with? Look at that. It's got like a big box that it comes with.
That looks like one of... No, that's an anti-bark collar. Oh, I was going to say, that's one of those things where you zap them. No.
It's the top one. Sorry,
they don't make them, do they?
Well, zappers?
Yeah.
Zappers are illegal now, but...
company make don't think zappers?
So. High-pitched noises aren't. Fi smart dog collar. Sorry, I'm still looking for it. I found it.
I think it's Fi, like Fido. So now you can integrate the stats from this dog collar to share it on Strava.
Here it is. It's actually quite a small one. Oh, it's got some nice colours. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I don't think it would suit Ralphie. Ralphie's got like quite fancy
one,
ones with bow ties.
A grey one and a blue one.
Yeah. Oh, blue sign.
AirTag.
Basically. So it's got like GPS data on it. So it's to help like you find lost dogs and stuff. But now there's an integration. So basically, in the same way that you set up your Garmin to upload straight to Strava, you can set your dog collar to upload straight to Strava. But I just think this was nice. I know I'm putting this in the bin. I think I'm putting the headline in the bin. You can now get Strava for your dog, because I just think your dog doesn't fucking need Strava. The world doesn't need more social media platforms for animals. Says she, who's got a special Instagram for her dog. But what I did think was quite
Really?
nice was that, yeah, Ralphie's got his own Instagram. Do you not
No, I'm not following Ralph on Instagram.
know? Oh, well, I'll make sure that
I'm so
Ralphie follows
terribly,
you.
so terribly, terribly sorry.
And yeah, so Strava said that when they did their end of year report, so when they like harvest all of your data that you've given them for free and actually paid them for the privilege, they do an end of year report, and they said that 76% of Strava athletes with pets said that their furry companions motivate them to get out the door when they wouldn't go otherwise. So I thought that was quite nice, but I
Billion
still want
percent.
to put Strava for dogs in the bin. Thanks.
Right. Now, but can we go in the bin, rustle about, leave the
Yeah.
Strava in, but take the collar out, because I want to go on it. Because
You
it
want to
is
go on the
brilliant.
collar?
Only because it tracks your dog for like really far. Super, super, super
Yeah.
far. It hasn't actually got
Yeah.
an AirTag on it, because they're saying AirTags are shit, because AirTags do only work within a certain range of your phone. And
Yeah.
if your dog's lost, your dog's lost. This is really great. It's got steps and activity tracking on their own little app. So you can actually see how many steps your dog's done. And pick on his to lose weight. So that might be interesting for me.
Oh,
Sleep
no.
monitoring, it's got that on it too.
Sleep monitoring.
Keep your dog in the best shape of its life. I'm gonna
No,
get one and I'm gonna
man.
do it, but
How
because I'm
much are
gonna do it, I don't know. I'm gonna do it as a test to see how good it is. I'm
they?
not gonna
Okay.
put it on spot on Strava though, because she doesn't want that stress. Because she's the thing about
No.
Pickle is she keeps telling me. She's a bit of a big deal and she doesn't want people stressing her out. She certainly doesn't want other ultra dogs like Murphy, Sarah's dog, or like even
Bucky.
Ralphie, because she knows what Ralphie's like running around the field. She doesn't want them looking at her stuff or her stats. So
No.
I'm going to get one of these. It's going to be great. Oh my God. It's a fucking subscription.
Of course it is.
It's American.
Yeah. Is it all in dollars as well? More
I think it might be in America
research
only,
required.
you know. I'm going to have to do some more digging. I think it
Yeah.
might be American only.
More research required, but I just think, so when we got Hugo, a company sent us a little thing that you attach to his collar called a pit pat, which I think is a bit like a play on words for Fitbit, which I quite thought was quite cute. But that tracked like dog steps and had like some stats about like when your dog's active and when it's sleeping and stuff. But I didn't personally find it that useful.
I mean, I think it's just more
It's a gimmick.
it's more cute, isn't it? It's more, oh, cute. Like we did 29 miles today. I wonder how many miles Pickle did. Like it's more, I've got a feeling this is very American though, because it's all in dollars. And so I will do some more digging. But the other thing is, I was just thinking, oh, how great, you know, if she gets lost, then we can find her. If she gets lost and someone takes her collar off, we're fucked. If someone steals her, they take her collar off, we're fucked. So
But like when we went to Sherwood Forest and she fucked off to go and find a deer or whatever it was, you'd know where she
yeah,
was.
that would be good.
That would
I
be
mean,
good.
that would be good. Wouldn't have heart. My heart rate wouldn't go into the red zone.
Jesus, that was horrendous.
I know. Naughty,
But
naughty
also
Pickle.
the other thing as well, though, I was thinking about is do you know, I was listening back to a podcast, one of our podcasts the other day, and I was like, oh, I forgot my train of thought like three times on that podcast.
What was it, a recent one?
Yeah, it was literally like two episodes ago.
Okay.
My baby brain is getting worse.
Is it?
Yeah, I was going to say something else about dogs and tracking. I can't remember what it was though. Moving on.
Hey, let's move
Next.
on.
Shall we move on to the
Oh
playlist?
my God, we need to update on Dean quickly.
Oh,
We got
okay.
the most beautiful message from Dean after his 50K. And Dean is at Southsea this weekend, so it won't be this weekend when you're listening to it, guys. He would have already done it. But I want to just play this because this is lovely and it is heartfelt and it just shows how much this little project means to him. So this is a little Dean update.
I've just ran my first ultra. That's an odd sentence to say. To me, I never thought I'd be capable of doing this sort of thing. I'm very, very, very overwhelmed. Obviously, a big thank you to Paul Alban, a big bear. Obviously, a massive thank you to Anna and Ali for just giving me all of the tools, all of the strength, all of the help, all of the support. The podcast listeners, many of whom were here today, there were so many well done's. I'm going to go have a big cry and some ice cream. That's my plan.
For anyone who doesn't know who Dean is, by the way, Dean is our podcast pet. So Ali is coaching him in running. I'm coaching him in strength. And he is doing London to Brighton 100K. And yeah, so that was a beautiful, beautiful message after his first ultra.
The dramatics were there. They're all there.
I feel like, I feel like a proud mum, and I'm not even a mum yet.
It's like he's collecting an Oscar.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank these people, some of whom were there today, some of whom have passed.
No.
I love it.
Bless him. He's doing so well.
So good.
So yeah, 50K in the bag, 50 miles this week. I've been really kind to him on his strength this week as well, and next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a delight to coach him. He just does what he's told and doesn't moan that much. He passive aggressively moans sometimes.
Do you think it's because he's young?
That he doesn't moan?
No, that he just does what he's told and doesn't like, he's not like one of those clients that's like, well, actually, I read this and like, and this and this, and that, actually. Like one of those guys that's like, do you know, why are you paying me if you know so much? Why don't you fucking do it on your own?
I don't know why it is. I don't know why it is, but he is a delight and
he
a dream.
He is a delight. Anyway, moving swiftly on. We can't talk about this. All right.
Playlist time. So a couple of episodes ago, I mentioned that I had, on my travels of clearing everything out in my house that I own and just throwing everything away, throwing everything away, mostly recycling, giving up and selling, I found my little podcast.
You found what can only be described as a time machine.
It is a time machine of music.
Yes.
And on this time machine of music, which has a little scrolly wheel, it's an iPod, by the way. There'll be some people listening to this who probably never seen one of these in the flesh.
It's small. It's very small. It's got like a little screen on it and it is very thin. And it's a pink one, the one that everybody wanted. And it's got a little wheel. And the wheel says menu, and then it says play, pause, and then it's got backwards, forwards.
It's also got a little camera on the back.
No, yours was next gen, right? Yours was next gen.
I see. Well, because I remember I used to use this to listen to my music when I was in 2012. I was doing the Great North Run and I'd never run before, full stop. And I was working for a radio station in Newcastle and they had charity places for the Great North Run that they couldn't fill. So they gave them to the staff and I was like, yeah, I'll run a half marathon. I mean, when I say I trained, I didn't know what training was. I literally had no idea. So I did a couple of runs and then I did the Great North Run and then I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks because I had a stress fracture.
I actually know people who train for ultras like that.
So I was sorting out my playlist one evening for the Great North Run because I used to take this little iPod shuffle with me and I managed to melt my iPod shuffle. The night before the Great North Run.
But in because the tunes were so hot.
Yeah, exactly. So do you want to listen? Do you want to know what these hot tunes were?
How many tunes are there? Please don't go through the full 500 that's capable of carrying.
No, this is my Great North Run playlist. Okay. So basically I made a playlist that was about 2 and a bit hours long.
So do you want me, I mean, not all of them, like let's but do you want me, you're going to say what songs to your playlist. Are these the ones you think should be added to this playlist or are these just random songs?
Bit of both.
Okay, great.
So the first one, it's going
to
be
in order. So was it like, were you like, right, start the race, this is what I'm going to listen to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the first one is In for the Kill. Oh yeah, no, I went all the way back up. In for the Kill, but Scream's Let's Get Ravey remix by LaRue. It's amazing. You're standing on the start line of Great North Run. It's like a haunting start. And it's like a
Scream's Let's Get Ravey. Right, okay, it's added.
Great. Next up is a mix. It's called Mixtape and it's by Hadouken.
I used to love Hadouken.
Me too.
They were the original
that boy is a Hoxton hero. He's gonna fit jeans and dressed in pink. Gary just is like a zero, as long as he don't steal my drink. That boy's an indie Cindy, like a haircut, like an updress. Oh my
God. That girl's an indie Cindy. That is so this podcast title.
Girl's an indie Cindy.
Right, so are we going for what we do? That boy, that girl, get smashed, gate crash. Which one?
That boy, that girl. Okay. Indie Cindy.
Indie Cindy. Okay, yeah. Great. That girl's an indie Cindy. Totally forgot about that. I'm listening to that today on my run. What yes! absolute... Like, I worked with Hadouken at Atlantic, and Hadouken were just out of control naughty. They were just naughty kids having the best time ever. So good. Right, yeah. Start a new rave. Love them.
So naughty. Right, next up is Candy by Agro Santos and Kimberly Wyatt.
What is that?
Oh, come and get you some, come and get you some. Oh, come and get you some, come and get you candy.
Okay, we're going to give that a miss.
Awful, but the rap is great. Warriors Dance, The Prodigy.
Yeah.
No.
This is a great playlist.
I know. I used to have really good taste in music.
I mean, you should have been a producer on the radio because you would have been great at choosing the tunes.
Right. But then, so we go from like Warriors Dance to Idlewild, You Held the World in Your Arms.
You held the world in your arms. It's a flow state. That's like 4, 8, like we're like 16, 15, 16 minutes in now, right?
Yeah, we've crossed the time bridge.
Yeah, so maybe you're like, okay, let's get to the flow state. I mean, that is a tune, bit of a weird one. I'm gonna leave it off.
Okay, all right. Bubbles, Biffy.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. We haven't got much Biffy on here, have we?
No. Well, I don't think we didn't want to go too Biffy. Otherwise, it could have been the whole playlist could have been.
It was just been Biffy, yeah.
I'm gonna skip a few. And then I'm going to get to, it's a 2008 banger. It's Infinity by Guru Josh Project.
Is that one of those like beep, 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 beep songs?
Yes, Mum.
Infinity.
Was that car alarm music? It's
what's that raucous nonsense you're listening to?
It reminds me of being at university. Infinity. Boo, boo, boo.
Guru Josh Project.
Yeah.
Oh, is it that one?
Yeah.
That reminds me of taking drugs, even though I've never taken drugs. is it the Class remix? Oh, no.
It is the Class remix. Okay. The Class vocal
edition. Beautiful. Lovely.
Then we're going to go for a bit of Swedish House Mafia. One, mm-hmm. Your Name. I want to know your name.
I don't like Swedish House Mafia.
Whoa.
Ooh. I'm going to leave it off, Soz. I just don't like them. I think the rest of them are so good. I don't want to oversaturate the playlist with your playlist.
No, fine. Well, we'll just do a couple more. We're going to take a sharp right to JLS, The Club Is Alive. The club is alive
with the sound of music. Oh, my God. Love JLS. Had a conversation with my speaking representative, Dion, yesterday, and the topic of JLS came up, and he just went, JLS really fucked us over. And I was like, what? He was
Hang on. Is this salacious slander?
No, he was like, we put a whole tour together for them and then a week later they split up. They couldn't even hold on, he said. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I love JLS. Club is alive. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, The Club Is Alive.
Yeah, it's in, it's on, it's done.
And then we're going to take a real sharp back left turn. This is like a real like whiplash ride through the musical spectrum.
The words of Ronan Keating, this is a roller coaster. Just got to ride it.
Right. I don't know what you're going to think of this. Finch, Perfection Through Silence.
I don't know if I've ever heard that song, but Finch just says this to me, baggy trousers, nose piercing.
Very heavy.
Okay.
Good. Going to skip through a few more. Get back to the end of this. We're going to go for some example, Change the Way You Kiss Me.
I mean, there's much better example songs.
Yeah, I know. All right, then. We're going to finish up then with some Gleecast, Light Up the World.
Is that the last song?
Yeah.
Is that the last one? Is that the one where you cross the line?
Yeah. If it's timed right, obviously, this never works that it's timed right. So, guys, if you want to listen to a bit of Finch, some Glee, some LaRue and some Hadouken, then go find our ultrasound system playlist on Spotify. It's got the same picture as us, but it's under playlists.
Yeah.
And there's probably about 9 hours of music on there.
No,
now?
No, that's not. It's 21 hours and 44 minutes.
Stop it.
Yeah, there's nearly a whole day's worth. Like no. 21 hours. There's nearly a flight to Australia's worth. That's 498 incredible. Saves. People love this shit. They
Yay!
Love them. But the thing but is, right?
Sorry, just listen to the podcast though. Finish the podcast before you go onto the playlist.
Okay. Offs.
Sorry,
the thing is, right? I am a hardened music critic, right? I am like, I know what I like, I know what I don't like.
Yeah.
But this playlist has come right. into my life and it's opened up possibilities to me. And it's made me go, actually, Ali, you're being a bit judgmental there. Maybe you should give this a go. Maybe there are things on here that you like. I'll just be honest with you. I'm being very vulnerable now.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on maths. I'm being very vulnerable.
Oh.
I feel like I'm on the couch. I'm looking forward to Light Up the World by the Glee cast coming on.
Yes!
Because it could come an opportune moment for me. Maybe yeah. when I'm on a hill or in the middle of the Lakes Traverse. And it could be something that lifts me up. So I'd like to thank you.
Up.
Thank you, Anna, for opening
thank
my mind.
Thank you.
I'd like
thank
to thank
you.
Listeners. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for opening my mind to the possibilities that I might actually like music from the musicals. Thank you.
Could you also then now please add Jerry Halliwell?
No.
She's going through a bad time at the moment.
Don't push your luck.
Lift me up.
No, it's awful. It's
you
like
might need the money for the divorce.
It's like listening to Pickle sing. It's so out of tune.
Okay, fine.
Poor old Jezza. She won't need money for the divorce. He can pay for that.
Well, he better. One little piece of correspondence came through as well from Simon Fitzmaurice.
That name rings a bell.
That's because you conversed with him in our DMs.
Oh, that'll be why.
He would like to add everything that the Go team has ever done.
Well, that's not going to happen, friend.
Well, no. Maybe pick one. He said he was able to see them on their 20th anniversary tour for Thunder Lightning Strike.
Well, we'll put Thunder Lightning Strike on then.
If that's a...
Oh, no, yeah. Wait, that's the album.
Is that an album? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick something off that album, maybe.
I'll just put the first one, Huddle Formation, on that. There you go, that's one.
Fine. And then Simon also says, that said, Apollo Throwdown is awesome to run to. Great energy.
Oh, hang on a minute. Is that one of their songs?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I'm so confused. Okay.
So am I.
That is one of their songs. Okay, I'll put that on and I'll take the other one off. There you
fine.
Go.
Great. Done, Simon. Good job. And also what you were saying the other just now about how your mind has been opened to other music and stuff because of the playlist and because of what we chat about. I was saying the other week that I was reminded of, I like being reminded of like good stuff that I used to listen to, but I don't listen to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about Shimmy by System of a Down.
Sure.
I drove home from work in Birmingham the other afternoon, listening to the whole of the Toxicity album back to back. My goodness me, my little baby could hear everything. And at times I was like, should she be listening to this? Is she okay with this?
She's wriggling.
It's a bit loud.
She's wriggling.
Yeah, she's going
shuffling.
Mad.
Yeah, she's shuffling. She loves it. She loves System of a Down.
So funny. So funny.
Oh, just quickly, have you had any update on road wars outside your house?
There's no update. However, I was. Oh no, there is an update.
Yes.
There is an update. I had this horrendous like heart in my mouth moment at my gym class last Thursday because these two people walked in to my gym class that I was teaching, and I was like, oh shit, that's the cone people. I hope they don't recognize me.
Whoa. You know what they look like?
Well, yeah, you know when you see your neighbours come and go, and you're kind of like, oh, they live at that house, they live at
You
that
mean, you know, when
house.
you've been watching surveillance, when you and Neil have been just watching the surveillance camera?
No, we've been living here like 3 years now, so we know whose cars are whose, like within the proximity of about five houses either way.
Did you know that they were the cone people because they walked in with two cones and some tape and coned off an area to do their exercises?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is so awkward. But then afterwards, I then said to Neil, oh my God, you are never going to guess who was in my class today. And I described them to them. And he was like, oh no, they don't live at the cone house. They live at the one up from the cone house. And I was like, oh my God, thank goodness I can still teach that class. So it's going to be fine teaching the class this week. But last week,
You
I was literally like, oh my
like if they're
God.
your neighbors, we're like, hey, how are you? Or did you just ignore them?
No, they were late. They arrived late. Literally
Okay.
didn't late. So yeah, there is now a parking prick who parks just along down from us. From where the curb starts, he will leave half a space and then park his car. So his car takes up a space and a half.
What is it? Is it like one of those big old fucking stupid cars? Like, you know, gangster car.
So Silver Beetle from about 2009.
What?
Yeah. So I'm going to leave a passive aggressive
Oh,
note on it.
I think just aggressive parking prick. Just stick a label on it, or just write parking prick and nail varnish on it or something.
No, I'm not going to do that. I've got my plastic wallet ready. I've got it here. I'm going to write it and put
She's
it.
holding it up. She's becoming such a mum.
It's actually a bag for a map. That's the waterproof bag to put your map in when you're on the hill.
Very, very waterproof.
But so perfect. So that note will not get
Hey,
watered
just in
down.
case you wanted some tips, Nikki New did send us a picture to the Instagram that says, brown tape and insults in this person's neighborhood. They've brown taped the thing to the windscreen, which is really annoying because brown tape leaves a residue you can't
Oh,
get off.
it does.
And this what particular one says, please do not park your work van down this street unless you live on it, exclamation mark, with brown tape. And
Yeah.
then someone's brown taped over the top, I live at 104, you fucking bell end, with two exclamation marks.
They've literally told them where they live as well.
Yeah,
That's
they
really funny.
literally have. So there's a lot of brown tape going on there.
Ooh, brown tape. I like that. I like it a lot. Right. Shall we have some correspondence in the corner?
Oh yeah, let's get involved.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
First up is an email. I love getting emails. Please send your emails to ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. This email arrives courtesy of regular pod listener Lily Cantor. Great surname, Lily. Let me say it
And
every
she
time.
pulls up her horse and she hands over the correspondence. Brilliant.
Entitled Boob Chafage. I mean, obviously I'm going to open it. If the subject title is Boob Chafage, of course I'm going to open
No.
it. Lily says, happy to be named, as I'm sure I'm not the only person with this affliction. Hi guys, love the pod and everything you do. I have a delicate question and thought the pod would be the best place to get honest advice. Yesterday, I did the Big Bear event at Salsey Forest, run by the wonderful Paul Albom. Ding, ding, ding. She's literally written ding, ding, ding.
Perfect.
Thank God you messaged this in, Lily, because otherwise I think Paul Albom would not have got his mention this
It was a
podcast.
good mention of Big Bear, but none of the
None
PA.
of the
No, the big
PA, none of
P.
the PA. He was
Daddy
car
P.
park attendant at the Hundred Hills this weekend, wasn't
He was
he?
also yeah, but he was also the race director at the
Oh, I thought
Hundred
it was just car park
Hills.
attendance.
Which was won by
Brilliant.
Mark Derbyshire in under 4 hours. Just
I know.
FYI. Fuck's sake.
Disgusting. Lily said it was a great day out for me and my dog Zippy, who ran his first ever ultra. I love
Oh,
Zippy.
good boy, Zippy.
Great boy. I was very pleased to complete 28 miles as I'm coming back from injury. She's been working so hard coming back from this injury as well, bless her. However, I managed to pick up a new area of chafing. I'm surprised with Lily's experience that this is the first time that she has endured this.
I guess I'm surprised with Lily's rack that this was the first time she's enjoyed it.
Don't talk about Lily's rack.
If we're going to talk
Right.
about your rack.
Yeah, she managed to pick up a new area of chafing, the underneath of my boobs. Oh,
Oh,
God,
yeah.
that is the worst. That is the worst place to chafe. She says, I usually get chafing along the bra band, and I put zinc tape there as usual yesterday, which does the job. But for some unknown reason, yesterday my boobs chafed right underneath, on the armpit of the boob, as it were, rather than on the torso. They are now covered in gross scabs. Short of covering my entire boobs in zinc tape like a weird boob mummy, is there anything else that I can do? I was wearing my usual reliable bra and sweating the usual amount.
Sex lube.
Sex
lube. Come on, people. Come on.
Sex lube. So, silicon-based?
Mm-hmm. All over. Under, up, in, round, all over. Slide it all up. It's, what's that thing called? Spring break. Spring break yourself.
Ooh, and you won't. Literally doing a boob.
And
boob
you won't.
Feeling movement.
And then, that whenever anyone says underneath my boobs, I just think of that Shakira song. Underneath my clothes.
Underneath
like,
your boob.
Yeah.
There's an endless chafing. Ring.
It's horrible. And it's no rhyme or reason to it. I went out yesterday for a 6-mile dog jog. It was a little bit hotter than usual. I was wearing long sleeves. And I got a tiny wee bit of chafe just there. Like the word Lily's talking about, just there. Oh, cow. Nothing was chafing. It's like, I think it's a turn in the seasons. Just you're sweating a little bit extra, a little bit different. But sex lube, because it's so easy to put on and it's cheap. It's £4.95 on Boots Online at the moment for a tube.
Nice.
And it doesn't stain your clothes and it's just quick and you can just put it on. I swear to God, listeners, you'll never, ever have chafage of any kind again if you use it.
No, exactly. Yeah, so that is the advice, really. It is horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
I went through a phase of getting it all the bloody time to the point where I was like, I feel like my boobs will never be like rid of this. But yeah, get yourself some sex.
And post, bit of pseudocreme or propanthen on that will really heal it quick. So like both of those things will heal it very, very fast. So just put some on, keep some in your pack. I've actually got pseudocreme in the boot of my car. Because with all the stuff, you know, like the jump leads and stuff, there's a pot of pseudocreme. Because I'm like, if you've done a long day, you've got a long drive, it's antibacterial. You can just put it straight on without a shower, can't you?
Yes. Exactly. Great. So hopefully, Lily, that will help. Give it a go. Let us know how you get on.
Here to help. Always here to help. Wonderful.
Always here to help. Mm. We've also had something through on our little Facebook page. So just a reminder, gang. Our Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System social Facebook page is not somewhere that we tend to look for content. However, I did come across this, so I am going to use it as content. But if you want to share anything with us, best thing to do is Instagram DM Ultrasound System Pod or send us that email. But James Thorpe, off the back of what we were talking about in episode 42 about Blur Park Life,
Park run.
We may have made the claim that we would rewrite the words to Park Life.
Yeah, to make it
and park create run. A park run song.
Has he done
it's it? It's already been done.
Oh, what?
So the guy and I urge you to go and listen to this. Actually, it's within our group. If you just search Park Life in our group, you should find it. From James Thorpe, and it's the video is so good. So basically, a park run in Clevedon called Salt House Fields Park Run. All of the volunteers and run directors and stuff all got together during lockdown and made a park run lockdown park life song. It's really good.
Endorse this 100%.
It's really good. It is really good. But what I would say is that there are a lot of like lockdown and COVID mentions and stuff. So I think we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
The video is very well produced and very well put together. I'm very impressed with it.
I mean, the problem with this is that it could actually happen because Fiona Wallace, aka the award of Ivor Duvello award-winning Correspondence Corner Jingle Maker.
Yeah.
She's currently writing with Elton and Tim Rice, doing some sort of new musical. But when she's not doing that, I'm pretty sure that she's got a studio. I'm just saying.
Oh, my
And she does
God.
Singing lessons. Not that I need them or you need them, but like maybe some of the other sound system people might need them for the backing vocal.
Okay, fine.
Because we don't need them. I'm going to, you know, I'm not saying anything, okay? My hands are up, but it might happen. I'm taking a couple of weeks off throughout this year to do nothing. And I feel like doing nothing could involve me rewriting the lyrics to park run-esque. Anywho, Thanks for that, James. We like having our investigators on the ground finding out things.
We do indeed. Thank you very much. Thanks for sharing. Love it. And then one final piece of correspondence.
Okay. The Irish are up in arms. They're up in arms. Now, I wouldn't go as far as to say we've offended them, but we did talk about running in Ireland and we did say that we were not that sure about what the rules were, right?
Yes, about like public footpaths and right to roam and things. Oh, yeah. Very cross to add about that. Yeah.
So Sarah Mohan came to one of my workshops in Devon. She came all the way from Ireland to do one of these workshops. Now, she's one of the nicest, most hilarious people I've ever met. But she was like, "You're wrong." And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Wow.
There was quite a
debate. She's from Ireland, is she?
She's from Ireland, yeah. And she basically was like, "No, there's loads of places to run in Ireland." And I was like, "She's like, I'm going to get you some information." So she has. So I'm going to read out this information because it might be helpful to people about the Irish thing. Bear with.
And this is the Republic of Ireland we're talking about, not
this is the Republic of Ireland. Okay.
Perfect. Great.
In response to your question about are there trails in Ireland? Now, I want to read this in an Irish accent. I won't.
Don't.
I was at a workshop with Ali, which I'd highly recommend. We were talking about this topic, but I didn't have very organised information on it, so I've done a bit of reading since. There are trails in the Republic of Ireland, but they aren't the same as the ones in the UK. They are national waymarked trails, Slieve Slainte routes, and Calite forests. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Ooh. Citizens Info has information on the details of access, and Sport Ireland have details on these routes, including distance, and here's the bad bit, and if dogs are allowed or not. Important for pickle. Well, we'll go back to that in a minute. These include some waymarked long-distance walking routes suitable for running, e.g. the Kerry Way, the Wicklow Way, many of which also have races associated with them. For races, Irish Mountain Running Association have a packed schedule full of races, IMRA. This is very cheap and relies a lot on volunteering. For organised runs for women, check out She Summits, which organises guided runs for mountain routes there in Ireland.
Great.
There is mountaineering in Ireland, which has some info on land access and an email address to contact if unsure about a particular route. I'd also recommend The Hike Life by Ros Purcell, as many of the routes she posts are runnable. I think that's either a book or an Instagram account. For a podcast, Trail Running Ireland gives good advice and highlights a lot for Irish runners.
And there's a podcast called Trail Running Ireland.
Running Ireland podcast with Owen Flynn. Of course it is. And that's it, basically. So that was actually very, 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 very helpful. We also got a message from Nicola about the Wicklow Way, saying there are trail running routes in Ireland. The Wicklow Way is 128k. Whoosh. And we got a message from Tabitha, friend of the pod, saying, it's all well and good, isn't it? But most of them don't allow dogs.
What? What?
So that's a problem. So thank you so much for those messages. They're really helpful, and I'm sure they're helpful to our listeners as well. I'd love if anybody from the Ireland Tourist Board is listening. I'd love to go on the Wicklow Way. I'd send them an email without pickle. But I think the reason that for the no dogs is the farmland. I think they're very, very much like, we can't trust fucking dogs and they'll eat all the sheep. So
farming is such a huge part of their life over there. Like, Neil's dad lives in the Republic of Ireland and is a farmer with sheep. On the Wicklow Way, it says dogs should be kept under close control and should only be brought onto hills or farmland with the landowner's permission.
Oh my God.
Some public areas stipulate dogs must be kept on a lead at all times.
Baby P's not coming on that holiday with me, unfortunately. It's too stressful.
One of our first family holidays that we're planning once we've had Baba is to drive over and get the ferry over to Ireland to go and see Neil's dad, so that we can do some like walking and hiking and stuff. But we'll be taking Ralphie too. So that's there's if you search like Irish trails, dogs allowed, there are lots of like websites, dog friendly walks and hiking trails in Ireland, like websites and stuff. But yeah, sounds like you've got to check.
Yeah, you have got to check, but it's good to know. And I am going to make an effort at the end of the year or early next year to get over, and I'd love to do the whole Wicklow Way. So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to send a flipping email to the tourist board, see if I can get myself a little free holiday in exchange for some hashtag content. Because hey, why not? Eh?
Oh, yeah.
Also, I just want to make a suggestion. Every week I'll be making a new suggestion for a name for your baby. You don't have to give it the first name, but I think a middle name. It's only fair. And I'm going to suggest Shimmy this week.
Shimmy!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you can write that down in the book.
I like that one. Speaking of writing things down in the book, I'll pick this up next week. I love doing these little teases, and I will remember because I write them down in my notes as soon as
I was going to say, because you write really good notes. Well, it's my notes. My notes on this podcast, they look like this. They look like a doctor's notes. So that's good,
well,
isn't
it? Interestingly, that's what I'm going to dig out because I found it the other day, is my notes on this podcast before we started. Remember, we sat down and we were like, right, let's think of some like features and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do the same features every week, but we could just like weave them in and bring them in. So
we do the same features every week, guys.
We do. We've ended up doing the same features every week, but I think we should bring in some of the rogue ones that we did write down ideas for. So I'm going to go back through them next week on the pod and we can pick which ones we're going to do. But we also mentioned last week that we were going to do maybe word of the week.
Yeah, what's word of the week this week?
Does it have to be something to do with running?
No.
Okay.
I think parking prick is word of the week. It's two words, but it's word of the week. It's got to be a big word. Has a big word, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's cumbrance.
No. Here we go. I found there's a website called randomword.com.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the week this week is sepian.
What does that mean?
Inky.
Sepian.
Yeah. It's so... here we go. This is great. We're learning. So, you know the word sepia, which is like
yellow and black
filter. Yeah. It's like a filter on Instagram, like from back in the day, and everybody used to put it on all of their photos on their grid.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember we used to do that? Make it look old.
So sepian means of a dark or inky colour, often in reference to like ink from cuttlefish and things like that. So that sepia filter is probably like come from cuttlefish.
Well done, everybody. We've learned something. We've learned lots there, actually. We've learned what rhabdo is. We've learned about the thigh dog collar. We've learned lots. It's been a learning experience. Well done.
It's been a real long morning. No, real learning morning. Do you know when you get reminded of something, when a word sparks something? I was like, sepia, that's a lyric in a song. And I was trying to dig it out from my brain of what it is. It's Jack Johnson, Better Together.
Is it? No, yeah, it's not.
He goes, with sepia tone, loving. Love is the answer.
It reminds me of being at, like, when I worked at Sony, and there was a guy there I really fancied, and he would triple filter his photos.
Triple
so he'd take
filter.
A photo of himself, screen grab it, take a photo of himself, filter it, screen grab it, filter it, screen grab it, filter it, triple filter.
You know what? Who's taken inspiration from him?
Who?
Kate Middleton.
Just likes messing about with Photoshop when she's not dead.
Oh, she's not dead. We don't think she's dead.
Are we sure? Has anyone seen her?
She was at the shops. Allegedly,
what
she
shops?
Was at the shops. The Windsor farm shop.
But was she?
We'll see. We will see. Right.
She's going to be at Southie 50 next weekend.
That's it. We're done. No more.
Right, no more. Okay, we love you. Keep your correspondence coming in. Please leave reviews. Reviews are really helpful, aren't they? Aren't reviews helpful?
They're helpful to us in that it tells us what you like, tells us what you don't like, but it also helps get the pod to more ears, which is what we want, really, because we can give such helpful advice as avoid boob chafage by using sex lube.
Yeah, and we can also help to do other things. we love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye.